Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Wilmore Appliance Customer Service, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm having problems with the freezer part of my fridge. The temperature never goes below 5 degrees Celsius, even when I set it below freezing.
Do you know the model number?
Let me check. It's the Azura 783 XB model.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we no longer make that model, so I can't help you over the phone.
That's going to be a problem. I purchased several gallons of ice cream for a party tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. I'll send a technician over as soon as possible so that the problem is looked at. Will anyone be home at around 5 p.m. tonight?
Yes, I'll be here.
Good. Our technician will be there between 5 and 6 tonight.
Number 50. What problem does the man mention? Number 51. What does the woman mention about the fridge? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Angela. I just got an email from UHP Incorporated. They are asking about installing the plumbing systems in their new offices. They want to know when we will begin.
I intended to call them today, but I'm waiting for a call from some workers. They are at a building site now testing the ground. It seems as though there may be some problems installing the pipes underground. We may need to dig deeper than we expected. I will let them know by this afternoon.
I see. I'll call UHP and let them know the situation. They didn't sound like they were angry. They were just curious to know what was going on. Let me know when you hear back from the workers.
Number 53. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 54. What does the woman mean when she says,
I intended to call them today.
Number 55. What is the problem? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, sir, your total bill comes to $1,000. Would you like to pay with cash or card?
$1,000? Are you serious?
Yes, sir. You ordered a lot of room service over the last few days and spent a lot of money at the downstairs bar and restaurant. You stayed in room 208, didn't you?
No, I was in room 207. I think you've made a mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I will give you a 10% discount next time you stay with us. I apologize for the confusion.
Number 56. What does the man mean when he says,
Are you serious?
Number 57. What does the woman want to know? Number 58. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, can I please talk to Robert Porter? It's regarding the repairs to the office equipment at Baker & McKenzie. He is the head engineer, right?
Yes. May I ask who is calling?
This is Susan Sherman. I'm the maintenance manager at Baker & McKenzie. Some of our equipment is missing, and I'd like to know where it is and when we will get it back.
Okay, wait a moment. I will try to put you through to Robert. Please hold the line.
Thank you.
Hello, Susan?
Hi, Robert. I'm calling in regards to the missing office equipment you repaired at Baker & McKenzie yesterday. Where is it, and when will we get it back?
Oh, I left a note with your receptionist. I told her we needed to take it away to our workshop for special repairs. We should have it ready by the end of the week.
Number 59. What is Robert Porter's position? Number 60. What problem does Susan Sherman describe? Number 61. Why did Robert take the equipment away? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and voucher.
Okay, your total bill is $75. Did you enjoy your food tonight?
Yes, it was delicious. Oh, I have a voucher here. Let me find it. Here you go.
I'm not sure if you can use this.
Oh, I see the problem. Never mind. Can we sit back down and have some drinks so I can use the voucher?
Certainly. I will find a table for you now.
Number 62. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Why is the voucher invalid? Number 64. What does the man ask the woman? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and picture.
I apologize for being late to work. The parking lot on Swan Street was closed for some reason. I think they are moving to another location.
I understand. Most of the staff were late because of this issue. Where did you find a parking space? On Franklin Avenue?
Yeah, there was some parking on Franklin Avenue, so I parked there. The sign on Swan Street said I could not park there after 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's a good idea. Franklin Avenue has parking until 10 o'clock.
I suggest you take the bus tomorrow. It took me 30 minutes to walk to the office from Franklin Avenue.
Number 65. According to the man, why are people arriving late to work? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where is the sign most likely located? Number 67. What does the woman recommend to the man? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and package list.
Hello, this is Will's Hi-Fi, Margaret speaking. How can I help you today?
Hi, I bought a laptop package from you today. It was supposed to have a free gift, but it wasn't in the bag.
Oh, is this Graham? I served you today. I'm sorry that we left out the free gift.
Yes, this is Graham. Do I need to come and pick up the gift?
No, we can send it to you by post. I will have the delivery driver drop it off tomorrow. Can you give me your address?
Oh, that's great. My address is 1900 Forest Street, West Hampton.
Number 68. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What is the man missing? Number 70. What does the woman offer to do?